Let us pray. O God, Jesus prayed for peace, peace to be with us. May your peace be with us and back us and sustain us on this day. As Jesus' people, in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As I was driving my car, the radio came the song. It's one of my favorite folk songs from the 1960s. The refrain went, "The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind." I have no idea what was behind Bob Dylan's, who composed this song. He said that this tune was an old spiritual, and most likely the words are based on Ezekiel from the Old Testament. But you know, it really is the message of Pentecost on this festival Sunday. It's what the church has been saying to a world in turmoil, to men and women, younger and old, under much stress during these pandemic times. When you come to think of it, it's what Jesus said to Nicodemus long ago. The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it's going. Now, Jesus was using a play on words. In Hebrew and Aramaic, there's only one word for it. It's called ruach. It's a word for spirit or breath or spirit. And when speaking to his disciples, Jesus used that word. John's gospel refers to it as advocate or paraclete. It came upon those disciples. It gave them a new identity. It gave them a purpose to serve God and to witness to God's grace. And God's Spirit did come upon them long ago. It's also come upon us, if you think about it, at our baptism. That Holy Spirit came upon us. It gives us a purpose, doesn't it? And this festival, Pentecost, reminds me of those four activities in John's Gospel. Professor Reinhardt says there's a fourfold activity of the Paraclete. He explains, in John's Gospel, it's to teach, to remind people, Jesus' followers, that all he said, to testify on his behalf, to prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Jesus did describe this holy wind, this breath, this spirit, because it did change those disciples' life, if you remember. It did change them. It gave them power to go out into the world to preach and to witness to the good news. In our day and age, with accurate weather predictions, there's still no accounting for the ways of the wind. You can have all kinds of equipment, meteorological equipment, apparatus before you, TV screens, complete with radar and bright charts, but nothing can compare you to the power of wind. Wind came upon that community long ago. It also comes upon us on this Pentecost Sunday. The wind blows where it wills. Ask any fire fisherman, a golfer, a tennis player, a baseball fielder. They will tell you about the wind factor. Jesus was saying to his disciples, you can determine your activity. You can place yourself in life. You can aim to be the people of God. But when God's Holy Spirit comes upon you and blows through your life, things will change. Change. Not easy for us to accept these days, is it? In Hebrews history, God gave the Spirit to those exiles, those who were in wilderness. He breathed on them. He gave his breath and spirit and brought them to the land around Jerusalem. And this association of God's breath or spirit or wind carries over into the New Testament. Remember, it said today, well, the day of Pentecost was running its course. They all came together in one place when suddenly there came from the sky a noise like that of a strong wind, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It's always wonderful to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. As followers of Jesus, it gives us an opportunity to discuss once again God's power, God's wind, God's breath. Because God does send us out into the world in worshiping and witnessing and loving and service. Some years ago, one of my pastor friends in Philadelphia decided to whip up some enthusiasm for Pentecost Sunday. So as parishioners came into the church, he gave them each a helium-filled red balloon on a string. He said, "Whenever you felt the Spirit move you, let the balloon go." The service began. A single balloon went up. Before the end of the sermon, five more balloons went up. Then during the singing of the hymn, several balloons went up. And several more received Holy Communion, and the balloons went up. But at the end of the service, the great majority of the worshipers were still clinging to their balloon. He couldn't understand it, but when he asked, he said that the people were so caught up in the mechanics of worship that they were not, and so caught up in those mechanics, they forgot to leave the balloon go. They forgot to let the Spirit direct their lives. Isn't it true with us? How many times we get so caught up in the mechanics of life that we forget about God's presence in our lives. We need to be open to God's wind, God's breath, God's Spirit. Because Christ does give us a new identity, even in these most difficult times. God sustains us and strengthens us, as Jesus proclaimed. Jesus gave peace, not just individuals, but when you go to that passage in Greek, New Testament Greek, it's to all of us, not just individuals. Individuals in a community of believers. Jesus was speaking to this community of believers. It's to you and to you and to me this peace comes. And it comes in unexpected ways. In ways we may not expect. In ways it may happen. But God's Spirit does come. And I say to you, God's Spirit comes again this Pentecost Sunday. When we celebrate this strong wind of God, it changes our lives if we let it. God's wind is such a force in our life. It serves as an ever-present symbol of God's activity in our midst. Just think how powerful wind is. You can try to stop it, but really can? Can you do it? Wind can be an energy force. We see it like those large windmills on the coastline. We see it when God's Spirit moves upon his people. God's Spirit, I say to you, cannot be controlled. It's not something that we humans can control, but God's Spirit moves and works in us. And many times it works in us when we least expect it. There's a great variety of wind power. It may come as a soft whisper, a gentle rustling in the winds. It may be a gigantic hurricane of rooting trees. It may be gentle to bring a person to Christ, or may come in a very dramatic fashion. But God's Spirit comes, and we need not be afraid of it. Because sometimes I think we in the church are afraid of the Holy Spirit, this breath, this wind that comes. We're afraid that we can't control it. But festival on this day says God's Spirit is with us. It's one of the gifts that God has given to us. Or St. Paul would say the gifts of the Holy Spirit are love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and fidelity, gentleness and self-control. Any one of these gifts we can display. Any one of these gifts can give us to be Christ's workers. Think of how the Holy Spirit's working today. People driving Meals on Wheels, giving clothes to Goodwill, visiting sick and lonely people in nursing homes, serving meals at soup kitchens, money to food banks and hunger appeals, counseling drug-addicted youth, Doctors Without Borders, women offering aid to war-torn people in Ukraine, homes for Lutheran refugees. It's amazing how God's Spirit is working if we see it through the eyes of faith. Martin Luther maintained, "The Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the one common true faith." This is most certainly true, he said. My friends, on this Pentecost Sunday, let us pray that God's Spirit will surround us, uphold us, and strengthen us. Because we've already been forgiven by Jesus Christ, we've already been saved through his death and resurrection. So as Luther would say, let us be little Christ to one another. Let us be God's peace. Some years ago, the presiding bishop asked each one of us at the Delaware, Maryland Synod, what is your purpose in life? He said, the answer comes through God's Holy Spirit in the baptismal vows. He said, I'm convinced that the question to life blowing in the wind is God's wind. It's doing Christ's work in the world. God's peace be with you. Amen.